Dr. Howard, you're now dictating a clinic note on Landon B. Landon, L-A-N-D-Y-N, last name Lee, L-E-E. Birth date 7/4/11, dictation 2/9/23. Patient's follow-up has been seen here recently times two with initially with a flu-type symptoms. With follow-up, given amoxicillin a few days ago. Here today, with continued temperature reported by mother of slightly over 99. Not able to go to school per guidelines at school. Brought here for recheck. States you're feeling better. Continued low-grade temperature reported to be 100.6 yesterday. No complaints at present. Has history of asthma, uses inhaler, Buterol with nebulizer is needed. Also, history of insomnia, takes melatonin 5 milligrams at bedtime. His history of anxiety disorder, adult ADHD as well, but not given medications for grandmother and son's and father's request because of history of methamphetamine abuse. Father now doing well, has meditation every other weekend, with alternating with mother, grandmother raising children. Still taking amoxicillin given the other day. And reports episode of exercise-induced asthma a few weeks ago. Going to the emergency room with panic attack. Reported history of molestation by 15-year-old older brother. Child Protective Services involved. Now being raised by grandmother. Visitation alternate weekends by mother and father. My father with history of meth abuse as above. Physical exam, general appearance. No acute distress. Head eyes and nose and throat with normal limits. Neck supple without masses. Lungs through ossification compression. Heart rhythm reading without movement or gallops. Abdomen soft without getting any or tenderness. Back, skin, extremities, and neural, all within normal limits. So it's impression. Follow up FUO. Probable residual from flu. Non-type AB. Asthma by history with exertional asthma, adult attention deficit disorder, by history without meds for request of son and mother because of worry about potential addiction. Patient advised to continue amoxicillin prescribed last office visit. States that it should be able to attend school without significant elevation of temperature, given prescription for Z-Pak because of residual bronchial inflammation in chest. If continues, if not responsive to amoxicillin. Follow-up here is needed. Continue care with pediatricians, psychiatrists, psychologists at Southeast Clinic. continued care with grandmother, raising children, and providing visitation to parents. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.